fighting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a busy market and a bus on Thursday in the country's north, killing at least 20 people, including children. Yemeni tribal leaders said on Thursday that as many as 35 were also wounded in the attack, which took place in the Dayan district in Sa'ada province, a stronghold for the Houthi rebels. Russia said Thursday new sanctions the United States imposed in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain are illegal, and that Russia had nothing to do with the March incident. The U.S. State Department announced the sanctions Wednesday, saying Russia broke international law by using a lethal nerve agent against its own nationals. The measures are set to take effect on August the 22nd. Security analyst Robert Manning, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, said the sanctions are potentially serious.
It involves technology exports. It involves both international institution lending and the lending from U.S. banks. There are some potential waivers on some of the technology exports, for example, spare parts for the space station, which we still have with Russia. It's pretty extensive, and it's coming at a time when the ruble has hit new lows. The sanctions have driven down their currency.
The Russian embassy in Washington said Wednesday that Russia supports a transparent investigation of what happened. The Venezuelan government has confirmed that at least one lawmaker has been arrested and another is being sought in the investigation of Saturday's mysterious airborne explosions President Nicolas Maduro said was an assassination attempt. Juan Requesens was arrested late Tuesday. An arrest warrant for opposition leader Julio Borges, who is in Colombia, has been issued. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the meantime, the U.S.-China trade war is heating up. China announced late Wednesday that it will impose an additional 25% tariffs.